Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Xin Jue Luo Bei. Some schools have suspended classes recently in many parts of the country due to an H1N1 flu outbreak. The Beijing Center for Disease Prevention Control said today that children infected with the flu are advised to stay in separate rooms. They can return to school 48 hours after flu-like symptoms disappear. In Shanghai, children's hospitals have reported an increase in influenza cases. Tang Xiaofen brings us more.
The Children's Hospital of Fudan University yesterday said its fever clinic was busy. Most patients had H1N1. The hospital has secured a normal supply of oseltamivir for flu patients. Doctors said the outbreak is due to the low flu infection rate and a vaccination rate over the past 3 years, as well as low immunity. The peak is expected to last about 2 weeks.
Patients need to wear masks, and so do those who have contact with them. We should also wash our hands frequently. The things we did to reduce the risk of coronavirus also help cut the chance of getting influenza.
The Central Hospital of Fengxian District also reported H1N1 cases at its pediatric clinic.
My child developed a fever last night. He tested negative for coronavirus, so I brought him here to see whether he had H1N1.
Doctors said H1N1 often occurs in late winter and early spring. Parents were reminded to watch their children closely if they get sick.
In general, compared with a common cold, seasonal flu symptoms are more severe and the fever usually lasts longer. The biggest difference between the two is that the flu can cause more complications.
Doctors advise people to avoid large crowds, wash their hands frequently, drink more water, and exercise to reduce the risk of contracting influenza. Tang Xiaofen, Shanghai Live.
A job fair was held at Shanghai Jiao Tong University's Minhang campus this afternoon. Over 1,000 college graduates attended and filled out applications. Tang Xiaofen has the story.
More than 1,000 positions were posted by over 230 companies at the job fair. The vacancies cover emerging industries, including artificial intelligence and semiconductor manufacturing.
The face-to-face communication can let employers really feel the sincerity of us students.
Some companies received more than 10 resumes within 30 minutes.
I think we can collect more resumes, as there are still many students lining up for consultations. After talking with the students, I think these graduates, generally speaking, are quality talent.
We have many technical posts that need to be filled, like IT infrastructure engineers and application developers. We think college graduates can bring fresh ideas and vigor to our company.
Nearly a quarter of the companies at the job fair are either located or registered in Minhang. The district's Human Resources and Social Security Department says they will plan more activities to bring together universities and talent recruitment firms. Tang Xiaofen, Shanghai Live.
World Cup champion Lionel Messi edged out Kylian Mbappe to take the men's FIFA Best Player award yesterday. And this is the seventh time the Argentine has won the award in 14 years, breaking a tie with six-time women's best player Marta of Brazil. In the FIFA awards vote, Messi had 52 points, Mbappe 44, and Benzema 34. The short list of three players was voted on by a global panel of national team captains and coaches, selected journalists in each of FIFA's 211 member countries, and fans online. 35-year-old Messi scored two goals in the final against France, with the South Americans emerging triumphant on penalties following a 3-3 draw after extra time in Qatar. Argentina's head coach Lionel Scaloni won the Men's Best Coach Award, and the Argentine fans won the Best Fans Award for the first time.